You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for a regular check-in on the West Michigan music scene. And as always, our guide is John Sinkovich, editor and publisher of LocalSpins.com. John, welcome. Always good to talk with you.
Good afternoon. It's going to be a great February.
All right. Well, let's start out with what you say is truly a super group of West Michigan musicians. They call themselves Public Access. But who's in this group and what are some of the other projects they're attached to?
So the core of the band features Steve Leaf, Seth Bernard, Dan Rickabus, and Ben Zito. And all of them are known by some of their other projects. Steve Leaf is with a band called The Expats. Of course, Ben Zito and Dan Rickabus are with a very popular folk rock band known as The Crane Wives. And Seth Bernard, of course, is the founder of the Earthwork Music Collective. And he himself has actually been releasing a series of albums over the last couple of years, the Eggtones series. He just released the Eggtones for Fun, another very interesting project. But when these guys get together, they realized right away that they had something really special on their hands when they got into the studio and just started jamming away on some instrumental rock numbers. And because instrumental rock isn't all that well accepted these days, or you don't hear as much of it anyway these days, it's kind of refreshing to hear this band really jam in the studio. And I think their sophomore album is a much more directed effort, and I think really represents a step forward for Public Access. The new album is called Unlimited.
All right. And interestingly, this album explores national parks?
Yeah. So the first recording they did, they named all the tracks after public radio announcers. And maybe that was trying to get in with you folks. But the bottom line was they love public radio. They also love the national parks. And they wanted to bring attention to what they call one of our country's greatest achievements, the National Park Service. So they named all of the tracks on this new album after various national parks, everything from the Badlands to, yes, Michigan's own Isle Royale.
All right, let's take a listen to this track from Public Access called Isle Royale. That is beautiful stuff, and you're talking to someone who grew up on Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, and you know Moody Blues Jethro Tull with really tremendously good instrumental rock chops. So this is great. I mean, I think there's going to be a real open audience for this kind of sound.
Oh, absolutely. And the four of them this time around, they said they have more an open door policy for this album, and they were shedding their ego and sinking into a more cooperative sound. So they brought in a lot of other recognizable regional artists like Alex Atkin and Fiona Dickinson, Bill Chesney, Max Lockwood, folks from other bands. They're going to release the new album in a CD release show this coming Saturday night, February 10th at Wealthy Theater in Grand Rapids. And they put on a great live show. When they released their first album, they had a lot of video backdrops. They all dressed in jumpsuits. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Now we go over to the group Cabildo. You call this a rock and Espanol band, meaning what?
So Cabildo has built an incredibly devoted audience over the past 10 to 12 years for these fiery live shows that really celebrate the group's Latin American roots. It's a blend of cumbia, folk, and rock, and ska, and more, and it really gets all these people in the audience bobbing and dancing. But they finally decided after 12 years to put out a studio album that shows their original material, and it's a very fiery stuff. There's a lot of political elements involved in these tracks on this album. The title song, Sin Fronteras, means without borders, and it reflects the plight of immigrants to the United States, and the sad dilemma that affects a lot of these undocumented workers. It was written by guitarist Julio Viveros. And there's an inspiring communal chant that's part of this song. And when they play this thing live, they really get the audience involved. I know it's kind of funny. Frontman and singer Julio Villalobos describes the band music somewhat jokingly as post-mariachi. But whatever it is, it's really rocking and it carries a very powerful message.
we're talking about how many members and what are they like live?
So it's a 9-piece band, and when they played their CD release show at Founders a couple of weeks ago, it was really a special night. They'll perform again on February 16th at Tip Top Deluxe Bar and Grill in Grand Rapids, along with some other Latin-infused groups, including Epsia, which has a new album out, Pancho Villa's Skull, and others. The new album was recorded at Third Coast Recording in Grand Haven and at River Cities in Grand Rapids, and to get all nine of these, or eight or nine of these people into the studio at the same time, it's no wonder it took them a long time to record this album. But when they do play live, it's a lot of fun.
Now over to Jack Droppers and the Best Intentions. Tell us about Jack.
So Jack Droppers is a Grand Rapids native, but he grew up in Florida, and he'll say that he was actually influenced by Florida's garage rock scene. He returned to West Michigan to attend Hope College in Holland, and then he reestablished himself in Grand Rapids with this Americana-fueled roots rock band that he calls Jack Droppers and the Best Intentions. They just released their first studio album. It took him about 18 months to record it. I know it was mixed at Stonehouse Recording here. It's really a very self-reflective kind of a coming-of-age album. It has a real anthemic quality. Jack will say that he grew up listening to Bob Seger and Bruce Springsteen, so there's sort of that heartland rock kind of a feel to it, but he really has his own style and very distinctive vocals, and I love the album title, I Just Want to Play Rock and Roll with My Friends. He'll say that it's sort of like a middle school, you know, anthem that comes out, but it really is something that he still feels like to this day. He just wants to play rock and roll with his friends, and he found some great ones to play with on this particular recording.
All right, let's listen to the track you've chosen for us. While We're Still Young, here's Jack Droppers and the Best Intentions.
I was busy trying to turn 27. You spent the summer growing out your hair. I wonder if I will ever learn my lesson. Or keep pretending that I don't care. Try to wake up early in the morning. Try to get these frazzled lives.
What are some of the things they explore in this album?
So he will say that he wrestles with faith and with doubt and sort of this coming of age thing, as I said before, and the fact that he's sort of discovering who he is and what his place is in the world. So it's very honest. It's really a real collection of songs, which I love to hear. You can catch them live here at Founders Brewing in Grand Rapids on February 15th. They'll be opening for a national act, Harry Nation and the Speakeasy.
So just to recap, Jack Droppers and the Best Intentions, I Just Want to Play Rock and Roll with My Friends, Cabildo with their studio album Sin Fronteras, and Public Access, that album is Unlimited. You can find more about these and all the other West Michigan artists by going to localspins.com, which is edited and published by my guest, John Sinkovich. It was a great tour today.
Absolutely. I might just want to add that all the albums and tracks that you heard today, you can find them by searching the band names at bandcamp.com.
John, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.